listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
From the economy to your wellness, we cover it all on Thursdays, and we've got a lot to get to in the moments to come. But before we get to any of those other stories, it's the shooting death of Makiya Bryant. We'll talk about it right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yesterday, as the world was evaluating the Derek Chauvin verdict and what happened, news of what had happened on the same day as the verdict began to make its rounds. Here's how NBC decided to report it last night.
Just before yesterday's verdict, a police officer shot and killed a 16-year-old black girl in Columbus, Ohio, saying she was threatening others with a knife. Police body cam video was quickly released. Our Kevin Tibbles has that story, and I need to caution you, the images are difficult to watch.
Police body cam video shows Makiya Bryant's final moments when a Columbus, Ohio police officer responding to a call gets out of his car and seconds later fatally shoots the 16-year-old girl. Authorities say Bryant was threatening two other girls with a knife.
It's a tragedy. There's no other way to say it. It's a 16-year-old girl.
Officer Nicholas Reardon, who joined the force in December of 2019, was responding to a 911 call.
We need a police officer here now.
Video shows Reardon approaching a group of young people in this driveway.
What the video shows is the female with the knife attempting to stab the first female.
Reardon fires his weapon 4 times, striking Bryant. Officers are seen and heard performing CPR. Body camera footage shows a knife on the ground. The city released video from the incident within hours and launched an independent investigation.
We have to ask ourselves, what information did the officer have? What did he see? How much time did he have to assess the situation? And what would have happened if he had taken no action at all?
The Columbus mayor pushing for transparency during the investigation.
That investigation will help us determine whether or not there was a violation of any laws, policies, or procedures. And if there were, the officer will be held accountable.
Officer Reardon has been placed on administrative leave for the duration of the investigation. Meanwhile, tonight here in Columbus, civic leaders are calling for calm. Lester.
Okay, Kevin.
All right. So I want to point this out. NBC is taking some raps today because they edited the 911 call footage that was in there. For this reason, they did not include the section where the girl on the 911 call says, "We have girls here trying to stab us," which would have been helpful in that news report to include. But they do show the girl trying to stab the other girls from the body cam footage as it was released yesterday. And again, we had the same problem with this incident that we had with the Dante Wright and the Adam Toledo shootings the last couple of weeks. And that is, immediately before any of the facts were known, people were already saying justice for Makiya. They had people marching. There was a guy on scene that said, "You didn't have to shoot her." Now, this is a girl, and she's not a small girl, a fairly large girl, trying to stab not one but two different girls that she's upset with. I don't know what the squabble was. I don't know anything about the details of the fight or who started it, etc. But when the police officer shows up, she's actively trying to stab the first girl. That girl falls to the ground. She gets up and goes after a girl that's pinned against a car. If you've seen the video, that's the girl that's in pink. And she is swinging violently this knife at that girl. The officer clearly says to get down, meaning to get down on the ground, which is what they try to do with people that are armed. They try to disarm them by getting them in a position where that can occur. And she does not respond to those lawful instructions. In fact, she continues to try to stab the girl. And that's when the shots are fired. But that doesn't stop LeBron James from immediately posting on Twitter the picture of the officer and threatening him by saying, "You're next." And it didn't stop NBC from deceptively editing that story that I just played for you. And it doesn't stop tons of social media warriors, so to speak, from putting up the false information from the beginning. Now, I saw multiple people, including people I know well, post on their Instagram feeds last night that Makia Bryant was unarmed. She was very much armed. And as they released the even more clarified body camera footage, you see her in the middle of swiping the knife in the direction of the victim. Now, I thought that the public safety director, the African-American that is quoted in the middle of that NBC rap that I just played for you, I thought he had some really rational questions about what went down. He said, we need to take into consideration what was happening, how much time he had to react. And by that, he means the amount of time from where he saw the threat of the girl with the knife to hurt another individual and the time that he spent to take action. And that public safety director said, and we need to measure that against what the outcome would have been if he had chosen not to take the action. Meaning if he had let her slash that other girl, stab her, possibly repeatedly before taking any further action, that girl might be dead now as well. This is the interesting thing, both in the Adam Toledo and in the Makia Bryant cases. People that were dishonest about George Floyd have been dishonest about these. Now, the Dante Wright thing in Brooklyn Center, that's just bad. And I think that that officer is probably going to have a lot to answer for the shooting of the person instead of using her taser. And that I'm perfectly willing to, you know, let the justice system do what it did in the Chauvin case work. But in these other two cases, Adam Toledo in Chicago and now Makia Bryant, who I have seen, you know, a professor at Wheaton College in Illinois write long dissertation about how this has been such a horrible experience for the black family in America to see the Adam Toledo and the Makia Bryant things go forward. Friends, this is what else did you want the officer to do? He was called on a 911 call to come and intervene in an attack with a deadly weapon. A woman, a girl, was trying to slash and stab and knife other girls. She was armed. You hear in the amount of time he has from getting out of the car until she has the girl pinned against the other car. It's a matter of seconds. And you hear him give clear instruction. Our problem is not with police jumping to the gun, pun not intended. Our problem is that we have young people that are not listening to lawful authority. And this doesn't have to be pain for a community. This doesn't have to be interpreted as an abuse of power. This doesn't have to be seen as any of that. For one thing, double the amount of white people have been shot by police and killed this year as there have been black people. And we know that the perpetration of the violent crimes with guns by more than 55% is young African-American males with those guns, even though they make up less than 13% of the population. So there is a disproportionate amount of young black men committing crime. But there is not a disproportionate amount of black people being killed by police. And if we're going to go case by case and trial by nightly news cycle, which is what we are kind of in the midst of right now, then we have to judge each one on its merit. And in the case in Brooklyn Center with Dante Wright, that officer cannot be allowed to walk away from that without some sort of what she did was wrong. Whether it was on purpose or not, that's for a jury to decide. And they decided, I feel, appropriately in the Derek Chauvin case. After we were told for a year that they wouldn't, and we burned down half of America saying we could have no confidence in the outcome of that trial. But there is clear video evidence in the Micaiah Bryant shooting that this officer gave clear instruction to someone who was wielding a deadly weapon and attempting to kill other people with that weapon. I don't think it has to be as complicated as we're making it. We need to get back to understanding good and evil, and we need to pursue the good. People are going to die if we don't get back to those basic qualities needlessly. Kevin McCullough coming right back.